discussions among African students who do not comprehend precisely what we're saying. The Africans in America who do not think properly on their own culture but think like the enemy make great confusion. If you look at the struggle of Africans all over the world and in America, you will see that they struggle as a mass people. All their struggles are mass struggles. Yet, all their advancements are individual advancements. Hear us properly. We say the masses struggle, and then the capitalist system gives us an individual who advances, maybe the first one to work for IBM, the first one to work for Coca-Cola, who knows. And this first one is so confused that they actually think that by being a first one to work for IBM, that they have been a credit to the race. Indeed, they believe they have advanced the race. There's nothing but clear stupidity, backward thinking, confusion by the capitalist system. If the masses of our people suffer for our advancement, progress only comes when the masses advance. If the masses do not progress, there's no progress at all. If one knows this, there's no discussion about since the 60s. Certainly since the 60s, many individuals have climbed up. Some have become mayors, some basketball players, some football players, some on television, some movie directors. All of this is a result of the struggles of the mass of the people. But the conditions of the mass of our people become worse. For someone to discuss progress means that they're clearly confused. There's been no progress for our people. The conditions are worse. The only progress for our people is the rising consciousness of the masses, which will never stop. Aside from the rising consciousness of our people, the conditions are worse for the masses of our people. If you have rising consciousness and worse conditions, there's no question you're heading for the path of revolution.